Radio.
Now give me a beat.
Come on.
Feeling so good.
I love it.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by for action.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaontheradio.com. Check us out on Facebook at Shauna and Lala, and on Twitter at Shauna and Lala, and on Instagram at Shauna on the radio. And Lala, what's your Facebook?
It's facebook.com/thelalamarie.
And last week we were off. I was in Texas.
Yes.
And this week, or the week before, I should say, we both were in New York City. And we were at the Dreamality event.
I know, that was amazing.
It was so cool.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
I did too. And I can't believe the Ramones were there.
I know, the Ramones. And you know that the girl group, the Janes, they're really good.
They are.
They're pretty sexy, and the songs are cool, catchy. I think they're the next big thing. Probably.
So do I, yeah. And I can't believe that I ran into Donnie Klang.
I know.
Like 10 years later,
he remembered you.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're walking. We're gonna go backstage to interview the Janes, and Shauna was ahead of me. And we're trying to go through the doors, and this guy, like, puts his hand on her shoulder.
And I'm like, what?
I know. I was like, oh, God, they're going to tell us we're not allowed back here or something. And he's like, Shauna, do you remember me? And I'm looking at him like, he looks familiar, but I don't recognize the hair.
That's what,
right?
I was thinking. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what? And he's like, do you remember me? And I'm like, no. And I'm thinking to myself, who are you? Like, am I supposed to remember you?
Yeah.
And then once he said his name, I was like, oh my gosh, yes.
I know, I had like a little fangirl moment. I'm like, wait, Donnie Klang? Oh yeah, Donnie Klang, I used to love you.
You totally
funny.
Did say
I
that.
I know. I felt so stupid. Like, why did I say that?
And then you, when we went back, you were like, Mike, guess what?
Yeah. Like, I know, he just stared at me like, that's what you're doing back there, okay.
And he's like, who?
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know who he was, but... So it was really cool. It was a good event, you know, for what they were raising money for and awareness for.
Yeah.
It was putting music into underprivileged kids' classrooms, bringing back the instruments, and I think that is amazing because they've been cutting so many programs in schools, and they really need to stop because music is very important.
Even up here, I mean, they're cutting programs left and right.
Yeah, and people can't afford, you know, taxes. There's only so much you can raise the taxes, and
yeah,
it's going to be a problem. But really cool week that we had.
We did, and Thanksgiving is literally, like, this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas is coming up.
Everything's coming so fast. This year flew. I've never had a year fly by this fast. That's what it feels like.
And half the people, like, I check on Facebook, and half of them already have their Christmas tree up. I'm already seeing Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in Texas, and they had, like, the Santa, the blow-up Santas, like, lit up outside of people's houses. I'm like, really?
Yeah, the holidays are coming. And now after Thanksgiving, it's just, that's when I decorate after, but, so.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so do I. I usually put my tree up maybe a week before Christmas.
Oh, wow, no, I don't. I do it earlier than that, just to have it. Because then I feel like if I do it a week before Christmas, I'm taking it down the next week. So give myself a little bit of time, maybe like December 1st.
last year I put it up earlier. But I still need to decorate and get all my stuff out of the attic.
So. Yeah.
But coming up in the show, we have a lot going on. We have our positive police story, news, celebrity news, lots going on with Kanye. We'll get to that later on. And speaking of Christmas, we have the top 10 electronics
Of
the year. So we'll get that Christmas list going. Much more, you're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Yeah.
to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and I don't know if you guys noticed in last week's show, we were live in New York City at B.B. King's club, and I'm pretty sure we had a ghost with us.
Yeah, like right in my mouth.
Literally.
Yeah. No, we were giving an doing an interview. And me and Shauna were talking, right? It was an interview, or were we talking about the news?
I think we were doing the news.
Yes, we were doing the news. And when we played it back, our producer was like, "Do you hear that?" And there's breathing as me and Shauna are talking. And there was no one around us.
Nobody.
No, we were in the corner of a hallway by the elevator. And you hear this really deep, fast-paced breathing. And it changed speed. You know, it went faster and faster and faster. And it's really creepy. Really creepy.
Yeah. When I heard it, I was like, "What is that?" And then I'm like, "Turn it up." And I'm like, "That wasn't me. That wasn't her. There was nobody near us."
It was. I don't know. I don't understand. And it was right on the mic because it was so loud. And I was talking and you were talking. So there must be some ghosts in that building. I mean, it's old. It's a really old building, right?
It is, yeah.
So
it's been there for years.
I said, maybe it's the ghost of B.B. King.
Maybe.
He's like, "I want to get on the mic." But it's really creepy.
Very. So, if you guys missed it, here it is. And we are here live at B.B. King's bar and restaurant, I guess you could say, in New York City at the Dreamality Foundation event. And it's going pretty well so far. There's a ton of people here.
Yeah.
There's so many people here to support such a great organization.
Lots of performers.
Oh my gosh, comedian. So many performers. Yeah, there's a comedian, he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we have a lot more people to meet and talk to.
Yeah, and do some more interviews with the James, right?
The James,
they're going to be pretty cool. I can't wait to hear them.
And also Quincy, he's going to be coming up and speaking to us soon. He is the co-founder, I should say, of Dreamality. So looking forward to that. But what's going on in the world of this lovely Hollywood and the election?
So weird. Oh, yeah. I mean, hearing it again on these speakers, it gives me chills. Like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you listeners hear that, I mean, it's loud, and there's no denying it's someone breathing. And I first said, okay, maybe it's me, but I was talking, and Shauna was talking at one point, and you still hear it behind us breathing, so...
I feel like it's not a human breathing.
I don't know what it is.
Like, it's kind of like a... I don't know.
It's a scary breathing. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember feeling anything. You know, sometimes you can get chills or you feel like someone's around you. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't paying attention, but it was loud in there.
It was really loud, and the fact that, you know, you could hear us, but you could hear the breathing over us.
Mm-hmm. And no one was in that hallway.
Right.
No
With
one.
With the music going on.
Yep.
Is just really creepy. Very creepy. And it's not even Halloween.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what it is. But we have much more coming up. We have the positive police story.
Some celeb news I have.
Yeah.
And
much more.
A nice Thanksgiving story that'll cheer everyone up. Yes, I have a nice one. It's not about Thanksgiving, but it kind of, to me, reminds me of what Thanksgiving's all about. So I want to tell that.
All right, and we have much more coming up. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. what's going on in celebrity news and in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I have some stories on that right now. A pretty sad story, but 35 children the other day, I don't know if you heard, were riding on a school bus, and they had a really bad car accident. And it's the driver's fault. He was speeding. He was going over the 30-mile-per-hour, you know, speed limit. And he swerved and went off the road and hit right into a tree. Oh, and it's God. So sad because 5 little kids died now. Oh. And they were, I think, elementary school, so they're little, you know. 23 of them were taken to the hospitals. 6 were in critical condition. And it was just, that's not the call you want. You know, your kids are coming home from school. You think they're safe on the bus. And
absolutely.
And there's no seatbelts. I always wonder why they don't have seatbelts on buses, you know? Like, I mean, if you get an accident, the kids are going to fly all over.
I thought in elementary school that you had to have a seatbelt on the kids.
I thought so, too. If you hear any noise in the background, my son is here, my 3-year-old, so it's very hard to keep a toddler quiet. But, yeah, so it was a really bad accident, and now he was arrested, and he's being charged with reckless endangerment, and it's just really sad that these parents now, before Thanksgiving, have to bury their child, and no parent should have to bury their child. It's so heartbreaking.
I didn't hear about it, but that is just...
I know, it's sad, so sad, really sad, and I hate giving sad stories, but, you know, I just wanted to... Part of Thanksgiving, that story made me realize that we should be thankful for our families and our children and kiss them every day before they go to school, because you don't know what can happen. Something like crazy like that. I would never think that my child was going to get in an accident on the school bus, because I picture the school bus being like a safe, you know, vehicle. But maybe they'll change the laws with the seatbelts and make sure they have them on.
I know when I was in elementary school, I remember seatbelts.
I don't think I remember them. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe for a certain amount of years they do it, but...
Yeah, I know, like, once we got older, you know, we just got on the bus and sat and...
Yeah.
Walking around while the bus was going down the road.
Yep.
Which now really is not safe.
I know. We can't. Nothing's safe anymore. And what's really... It really makes me mad on that story. I think a lot of parents are going to sue because this bus driver... he got in one bus accident already in the past. Luckily, no kids were on there, but he hit into an SUV crossing an intersection.
Then he
had a suspended license. Not during this accident, but in the past, he had a suspended license. And he was already yelled at a few times for driving fast. So...
He should have lost his job.
He shouldn't be a school bus driver if that is on his record. So I think a lot of parents... If that was my child on that bus and I saw that was his record, oh yeah, I would be livid
furious, fighting this
because it's his fault, and it's whoever hired him. It's their fault, I believe. It's their, you know, that was their responsibility to have a safe driver. But
absolutely, and even if they did hire him prior to any of that happening,
yeah.
Once he got his license suspended,
or the bus accident,
whatever.
Or the speeding, yeah. Then it's like, you know what? Maybe you should not be a bus driver.
Exactly.
So then I will. The whole Hamilton thing that's going on with Trump. There was a play, the Hamilton play.
Right.
Trump's vice president was there. He went to see this play. And it's like the big, you know, everyone's talking about this. Everyone's either okay with it or they're pissed. And, you know, I watched it. The actor in the play, what happened was after the play was over, he knew the vice president was in the audience. And he was, you know, a black actor. And he gave a speech basically saying, you know, you're our vice president, yeah, but we need you to protect our rights, the gays' rights, all the ethnics, you know, all the different ethnicities. And he went on and on about all that kind of stuff. And people in the audience started booing the vice president. And it didn't get ugly, but it was kind of awkward for the VP. And
I would say
Trump, you know, was very upset about it. And he demanded them to apologize to the vice president. And now, once that was said, you have people online, like I said, that are all for what the actor said to the vice president, and other people are saying that wasn't the time and place. So, me, I would try to be in the middle, and I listened to what the actor said, and I agreed that these people have their concerns about Pence, because Pence is very conservative, and Pence has very strong feelings on different things like gays and other races. And so I understand their fear. And I was telling my husband, we argued about it. I said, I understand their fear. So if they have an opportunity to speak one-on-one with the vice president, hey, why not go for it? As long as it was respectful. The audience wasn't respectful. That part I didn't agree with, the booing. But I think that if I had an opportunity to talk to Hillary, if she was elected, and I had a one-on-one like that, maybe I would take that opportunity to do it. Even though it's not the time and place, you know, when am I ever going to get to speak directly to her, you know?
Right.
But so that's the big like gossip going around right now. And I guess I watched Pence afterwards. He talked about it, and he was really cool.
What did he have to say about it?
He said he's okay with the guy, you know, what he had to say. You know, he didn't appreciate them booing him, but he doesn't demand an apology. If they want to, that's on them. But he said that it just proved, when they were all doing that, he turned to his daughter, he said, and said, this is what freedom, our country's freedom is all about, that people have a right to talk and express their feelings. So he was, I think it was a really positive reaction from him, saying that he understood it's their right if they to say what they want to say, and if they want to apologize, they can. If they don't, it's no big deal. Do you use aloe vera? I don't even know how to say it.
Do I?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big user of it.
Is that like baby oil?
No, it's like from the plant, and it's, you use it for sunburns, you use it for moisturizing.
Oh, yes.
Cuts, yeah. I am a big time user of it, and when I was growing up, we had a big aloe vera plant, and you break them off, and you could put it on if you had a cut. And then, now, you know, I don't have a plant, so I go to the store and I buy the containers of it. Well, it turns out that most of them out there have no trace of aloe vera in it, so they're lying to the customer. Yeah. So Walmart brand, CVS, Target, and a few others, they did this big test on them, and there was no trace of aloe vera found in them. So it's water and all these bunch of chemicals.
Oh, my gosh.
And it really pisses me off, because on the bottles, they say 100% pure aloe vera leaves, da-da-da-da-da. What are we supposed to believe now on anything we buy? You know, like, we can't trust anything? What kind of a world is this now that people are just going to lie and sell stuff to you? I put that on myself all the time, on cuts, on wounds, on burns. And now I'm like, what am I putting in my skin? You know, I'm thinking I'm putting something natural on myself, and it's not.
And you don't even know what you're putting on.
No. And, like, how am I supposed to believe it now? There's nothing to look for, because they're lying on the label. Mm-hmm. So if I buy one, I'm like, I can't even double check that, hey, is it real? You know, there's no way to check. And they say that there's a lot of products out there like that, like Parmesan cheese.
There are.
The Kraft Parmesan cheese, I think it is wood shavings mixed in with, like, sawdust mixed in with cheese.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know if it's Kraft. I don't want to, you know, badmouth their name. I should look it up.
You say that Kraft cheese is not real cheese.
Really?
Yeah. There was this big thing, and I'm like, you know, no wonder it's always on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up during the next break, but I'm pretty sure it was Kraft cheese that has, it says, like, made with real cheese, and it's not.
Why put it on the label? I know you want to make your sales, but people are relying on what you put on that label, and that they definitely, something needs to be done to make stricter guidelines for all these products out there, food and products, because this is probably why cancer is so high. There's a rise of cancer.
Well, we will be right back. We're going to check that out on Kraft. We will be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone.
listening to Shona and Lala on the radio, and I did look it up, and yes, it is Kraft cheese.
It is, wow.
Yes.
And it was Walmart brand too, right?
Walmart brand, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just, that's
made
scary.
Made out of wood chips.
Yeah, just go out and get yourself a big block of Parmesan cheese and grate it yourself, because you can't trust these labels.
Not at all.
Well, we got some celeb news right now.
Yes.
And my favorite man in the world, Kanye West, is back in the news again. And this time it's for going crazy, which we've all known he's been crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that shouldn't be a shocker to anyone.
It's a given.
Yeah. He, I guess, was at his trainer's house, and the cops got a call for a welfare check on Kanye. So they arrived, and they said he was acting erratically, he was going crazy. So there was not much information given, but people saw him he was handcuffed to a gurney as he was taken out to the hospital. And no one's really talking about it, but they said it was probably sleep deprivation. That's what, I guess, his publicist is saying. And he was just went crazy.
That's why he canceled his tour.
Yeah, he canceled his tour. Yep. So, I mean, we all saw this coming, I think. He's a little loony, or a lot loony.
You know what? I kind of think that it may be drugs.
Maybe. Or he's just, maybe he has a brain tumor. Something that's like making it, I'm sorry, but he just acts like the things he comes out with. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Something's not working right up there.
Yeah, or something definitely is not working right.
Yeah, yep.
He's got a few things missing.
Yeah, missing, loose, I don't know what else, but
I don't know.
And, I mean, some positive celeb news, Ellen DeGeneres, who I love.
Me too.
She was awarded the Freedom Medal yesterday.
Was she?
Or a few days ago by President Obama. Yep. I was really happy that he gave it to her because she does so much positive for the world and for people and even for the LGBT, if I'm saying that right, LGBT, is that it? Community?
So.
Yeah.
Can't forget the Q.
The LGBTQ community. But she has done a lot for that, and Obama gave her this medal, and as he was giving it to her, he was choking up. It was really emotional to see. She was tearing up, too.
Because he was real about it.
Yeah, he loves her. I know she's always doing stuff with him or Michelle. Like, they're really, really cute. And I guess Obama said he gave her this medal because she's so brave. And when she came out and told everyone she was gay, that was, like, I think 20 years ago, it wasn't as it is now, you know?
I don't even think that people care whether people are gay or not.
Oh, nowadays, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. Nowadays, it's kind of like everyone's gay or you're accepting of it. Back then, it wasn't. So when she came out 20 years ago, it was really hard. It was really brave of her to do that because she lost her... I think she had a show then, but people weren't hiring her because of that. And through that... the struggles through everyone looking at her a different way or not hiring her because she was gay. Look at her now. She's making so many millions of dollars. She's helping the community. She's helping the world. And she's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
So she really did deserve that medal. And I'm happy that he chose her for that.
So am I. Not Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You know, Caitlyn Jenner or he or whatever, I would not say that was a hero because... I think right now he's not Caitlyn anymore, or is he?
I don't know. I don't know. I hear one day
I know.
He wants to be...
Caitlyn, the next day he wants to be
Bruce.
Yeah.
The next day he's getting the... whatever he had done reversed.
Yep.
I don't know.
But, so, that's some positive news out there.
Yes. So, I'm glad for Ellen. I really am. But, Oh, well, when we get back, we have the positive police story.
And Blue Line Hero Time?
Yeah.
All right.
And, what else do we have?
And I'm going to tell my Thanksgiving story coming up, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, and we have the Christmas gifts. Should I redo that?
You can't let's redo that, please.
Okay.
And then we have, what do we have? Hey, Andre, what do we have next? Can you get on the mic and tell us?
I think I'm gonna start the show with
you guys.
Can you?
Sorry.
Okay.
So when we come back after our break, we have your Thanksgiving story. And we have
Blue Line Hero Time.
Blue Line Hero Time. So we have all that coming up. You don't want to miss out. We'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Shauna and Lala on the radio, and we always do a segment called Blue Line Hero Time, where we spotlight police officers around the country doing positive things, and this week we have a really nice story.
Yeah, it's nice because this trooper was able to change a man's view on police, and like, this guy really hated police, so this trooper, his kindness changed this guy's view, which That's what we want, and that's why we even do this segment, is to try to change views.
Yeah.
So, in Ohio, this guy named Mark Ross found out, sadly, that his little sister was hit by a car and killed. So, he wanted to to get to his mother, and he lived really far. Like, his sister lived in Michigan, and this was, you know, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So he was speeding there. Him and his friend were speeding to try to get to his mother's house in the middle of the night to be with her, because her daughter just died. As he was speeding, a trooper pulled them over. Now, this guy, Mark, realized, hey, you know what, I have a suspended license, I have a warrant out for my arrest. This isn't going to end well. You know, I'm not going to be able to see my mother, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, the trooper gets his information, sees he has a warrant, impounds the car, arrests him. As he's sitting there, he starts crying and telling the officer about his sister dying and why he was trying to get to his mother, why he was speeding. And he said that the officer grabbed his arm and started praying, and started praying with him. And he said that it was just amazing. He didn't expect that reaction from the cop, and that gave him hope. It made him feel better. And I guess his warrant was in Michigan, or close to Michigan. So this sergeant, trooper, he said, you know what, I want you to see your mom. I'm going to drive you the 100 miles to get your warrant.
Wow.
And you'll be closer to your mom, and then we can work something out from there. So this trooper took him all the way 100 miles over to, you know, into Michigan. And it's amazing. And this guy said because of that, he realized that not all cops are bad, and that he can't believe that this man went out of his way for him when he didn't have to.
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of stories I love, because that's what, like I said, we try to prove every day on this show, is that they're not all bad. Give them a chance. There's really good ones out there, and they care about the community, they care about the people. And don't judge right away. So that,
we always say that.
Yep. And that trooper, I think that his name is Sergeant David Robinson. I'd love to give him, you know, the credit there. But he did a great deed, and he deserves the recognition for doing this and going out of his way.
He does, because he could have just arrested the guy.
Yeah, exactly. So he didn't have to, and the guy was in the wrong. It's not like the trooper was just being, you know, wanting to pull people over for no reason. He was in the right, and I think he did the right thing by getting him close to his mother.
He did, absolutely. And so coming up, we have the Christmas list of the 10 top gadgets for Christmas. And if you guys know of a police story or knew somebody personally that has gone over and above in your community, let us know. We want to hear about it. So send us an email or a message on our app, which can be downloaded for iTunes or Android, or on our website, ShaunaOnTheRadio.com. And we will be back with more. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Shauna and Lala on the radio, and Lala has a... Is it a letter? A Thanksgiving letter?
No, it's just a story that really gives you the feels, and especially, I think it's perfect for Thanksgiving, you know, what Thanksgiving's about, and it was about an old man and a little girl, and their coincidental meeting that turned into a beautiful friendship, and I don't know if you've heard about it, it's kind of like trending right now, it's getting more popular, but this old man lost his wife, and he was very depressed. He was basically waiting to die. You know, he'd sit home all the time, depressed in his room, just walk, look out the window. Had nothing to live for, basically. He went grocery shopping, and as he was grocery shopping, a little girl passed him. And she waved at him first, and she said, "Hi, old person. It's my birthday." And her mother was mortified that this, you know, her little daughter, who's 4 years old, was saying, "old person," you know, calling him an old person.
Yeah.
And the old man said, at first he was like taken back, like, you know, looked at her, and she goes, "Can I get a hug?" And he said, "Absolutely." And he hugged her. And then as they went to check out, you know, he was on the line next to them. They started talking more. You know, she was holding his hand. They somehow gave each other their information because the little girl was so attached to this old person that she just met. And from there, it turned into them visiting him, the mother and the daughter visiting him all the time. And it, like, really made me tear up. If you watch the video, which we'll post on our page later, he's just so happy to have something in his life that he can look forward to seeing. This little girl that, for some reason, loves him. This complete stranger.
Yeah.
And in the video, they showed the surveillance footage from the grocery store. And you see how it took place. You know, he's walking. He has his grumpy face on. And she's going past. And she waves at him from the cart. And then the hug happens. And it's just beautiful. So she goes there and brings him cookies and food, and you see her sitting on his lap. And I guess he said that since his wife died, he had nothing to, you know, to live for. And this little girl has given him new meaning to life and made him thankful for being alive when he wanted to die in the past. And he has grandchildren, but they're older and grown up, so this is a whole different thing for him right now. But I really thought it was a beautiful story, and like I said, we'll put the video up on our website. And it, you'll definitely tear up if you watch it, because yeah, it's really, the connection they have, it's just, you can't describe it, how this little girl could have such a connection with this man, and that's my 3-year-old son.
Meow.
Say hi.
Meow.
Oh, he's a cat. Okay. My son is a cat.
Woof, woof.
Say, gotta go.
Woof, woof.
But, so now this little girl just goes to see him all the time, and he has that in his life. So I think it's his wife sending an angel to him.
Absolutely.
And yeah, something to say, hey, smile. There's more beauty to life. Even though I'm not here, there's something more to life.
Yeah.
So I think that's a lesson we can all learn on Thanksgiving, is to be appreciative of your life just for being alive. Yes, bad things happen, and there's a lot of evil and negative stuff that might go on in your life, but if you're breathing, be thankful for that. You're alive.
And there's something, always something to live for.
Yes, it always is. You always have to find the positive, and he found the positive in that little girl, and she found something in him. I don't know what she found, but it is adorable.
Well, I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, we'll have to post it up.
Post it. Coming up, you're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Comes to town. We are hungry. try. voice and she said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave."
For this week, you're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Be sure to check us out at shaunaontheradio.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/shaunaontheradio, and on Instagram at Shauna and Lala, and on Twitter at Shauna and Lala. We will see you next week. Say goodbye, Gio.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening.